glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Hey, welcome to Mark and Friends. It's Thursday, March 3rd. I'm Tim Nelson. It's great to have you here with us. I hope you have a joy-filled day today. You know, for most people, happiness works something like a roller coaster. One minute we're on top, surveying the world with satisfaction, and the next minute the bottom drops out and we're headed for the valley below, and that's just the way it is sometimes, right? And that's okay. Some days we laugh and other days we weep. But over the years, haven't you found that there's something you appreciate more than happiness? Instead of an emotion, it's a heartfelt foundation, a state of mind called joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord can be our strength. So even when the roller coaster rockets for the bottom, we stay on even keel. Why not ask God to fill you today with the joy of knowing Him and serving Him, and no matter what comes your way, you'll be full of strength.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you ever require. Search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of virtue, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry.
You're listening to Mark and Friends from Great News Media. I've got a special guest in the studio. We've talked a little bit before we went on the air today, and I'm excited to introduce you to her. You're just so smiley and upbeat. You're from a company that people may not know the name, but they come in contact. At least their children and grandchildren come into contact with some of the employees from your company on a daily basis because they do a great job for us. First of all, I should introduce you to the listener. This is Alexis Jones. She's regional recruiter, a First Student. Now, Alexis, tell us a little bit about First Student.
First Student is the largest provider of school transportation in North America, the transportation company that you see pick your children up at the bus stop every day or come to your house or all around when you're driving. You see that big yellow bus that says First Student on it.
So your drivers, the drivers of those buses, work for First Student. And we're here today to especially talk to the Great News Media listeners and let them know about some exciting opportunities that you have that we hope some of our listeners will maybe want to pitch in, help out, and also earn some extra money on the side as well.
Absolutely. First, I want to say we are having a huge hiring event in Lincoln, Illinois on the 19th of March from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will be held at the American Legion, which is located on 1740 5th Street. And I want to say to the people who have already completed the application, make sure you come because you can get an on-site interview that day.
So even if they've filled it out online, go ahead and your chances are probably better to get noticed and maybe get in the door.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
So be there in Lincoln if you're one of those people that Alexis is talking to.
On the 19th of March. And if you may not be looking for a position, I'm sure there's someone you may know who can benefit. We are looking for committed drivers and monitors who love the community that they're in to help serve our students.
When you say monitors, you're talking about someone that's making sure our children or grandchildren are doing all right?
Absolutely. So the monitors play a big role, as the drivers do as well. The monitors help keep the children, you know, calm and settled and sitting down so the driver can focus on getting our children home safely.
So as far as when the positions would be filled, are we talking for the next school year in the fall, or are we talking pretty much immediately?
Absolutely.
You guys have a real need right now.
Absolutely. We're talking immediately and the next school year. There are some options for summer as well, depending on what district you're in. If there's summer school, you could pick up summer work. And if not, you know, school starts in August, so you'll still have your position.
Tell us a little more about what you're looking for requirement-wise when it comes to the school bus driver.
Okay, so we are looking for potential drivers who are committed to safety, customer service, and have genuine caring attitudes for children. Our candidates must be at least 21 years of age, able to pass a background check, a drug screen, and have a valid driver's license.
Now, that sounds like to me that is a Great News Media listener. If you or someone you know might be interested, we want to make sure you get in touch with First Student. This could be a great opportunity to make some extra money, but also a great opportunity to really serve our community and be such a light to them. Can you give us some information as far as if someone can't make that particular get-together in Lincoln, where can they go online? And also maybe some contact information to get in touch with First Student, Alexis.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you can go right onto our website. That is workatfirst.com. And that's workatfirst.com. Workatfirst.com. Or you can always stop at one of our facilities in your area and fill out the application on site. You'll probably be able to speak with the trainer and or a manager.
Tell us also, Alexis, about some other recruitment seminars you've got coming up.
Absolutely. So here in Springfield, we will be having a on-site hiring event on the 26th of March. So look forward to that one as well. That one will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here in Springfield. We'll also be on April 5th. The Chamber of Commerce here in Springfield, Illinois, is hosting a job fair, and we'll be there as well.
And talk a little bit about the training process you all do.
New first student drivers typically take part in 40 hours of rigorous training before driving one of our school buses. The training process includes classroom and behind-the-wheel instructions, and includes topics such as student behavioral management and bus safety.
So if you or someone you know are thinking about getting in touch with First Student for a possible job, isn't this good to know? Because they're not just going to send you out there. They are really going to tool you up, get you all ready to go to be the best you can be.
I do want to touch about how this opportunity is very unique. We consistently hear from our drivers that they truly enjoy interacting with the students on the bus each day. First Student provides competitive wages and all necessary training. This position would be a great source of additional income for those of you who may stay at home with your children and you're looking for something to do during the day. We have split shifts, so it's amazing. You will work your first shift in the morning. You'll get a break. You can take that time to go grocery shopping, go to the bank, run some errands, those things that you normally can't get done in your typical 9-to-5. You'll be home by dinner, which is always a plus, especially for the children. You will be able to receive your CDL license through our paid training process. It is a part-time position, but you can make it a full-time position if you want more hours. We have other opportunities available.
It sounds like there's always kind of a need because, you know, there's the school year in the fall and in the spring, and there's even summer school, there's summer events. You guys are probably always looking for good drivers, aren't you?
Absolutely. One of the best things I love about First Student is our community outreach. For the month of March, it is Women's Month, so we will be taking donations from our community to help women in need. Our sites will be taking donations from our community to help our local women's shelter.
So I'm sure someone can get in touch with First Student, get on your website, and find out more information about that. And maybe help out with one of the Stuff the Bus efforts that you guys are doing.
Yes, that would be awesome. We actually do them year-round. So we do them for children. I believe we did one for the hurricane victims once before. Anything to help out the community. We are really out there and trying to be the best that we could be.
Well, now, if someone brings up First Student, you know about this company. They're involved right here in our listening area, right here in our community and much throughout Central Illinois. So, Alexis Jones, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you coming to the Springfield studios of WLUJ, and all the best to you, especially on March 19th and beyond in the Springfield and Lincoln area with the job fairs.
Thank you very much.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. Yeah, I owe it all right now to thee. To
Author and speaker Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth from Revive Our Hearts Ministries was married late in life, so she knows what it's like to be single. She recently posted a message to those who, like her, have spent much of life without a spouse. She shared, "Don't put your life on hold waiting for a man to fulfill your life. If you're single, this is not a time in limbo. Develop skills to serve the Lord," she says. "Plug in. Be all there." Here's Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Nancy says, open your heart and be ready for God to bless you in ways you may have never imagined.